Astute Speakout listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice. No, this world-renowned white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out, Friday, August 20th, 2021. Special guest in the studio, special edition of a specially requested show today. How's that for special?
Well, it's incredibly special, and we were asked to double up on our shows this month and next month.
So this is the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show special edition. We're going to have another one of these in September, not just on the first Wednesday in September, which is the first. That's in what? Couple of weeks from now, what, 10 days from now?
Exactly.
So we're going to be pumping it as we lead up to the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the London Bridge. Dan De Los Santos, my co-host, you have a very special guest today.
I do. You know, a lot of people have been waiting for this show, and I'm excited because I've known about this woman for over 50 years. And we have Linda Monteleone and her son Harold with us today. And for those of you who do not know Linda, Linda was actually on the Johnny Carson show back in 1973, I believe it was. And she got an opportunity to get Johnny involved with the process of doing the pancake race. And it was really a great promo for London Bridge Days back in the day when most people didn't even know the London Bridge came to Arizona. So, you know, I'm going to start off and I'm going to introduce Linda, and we're going to have Harold chime in a little bit on our first half hour. You know, Linda, I can't imagine how you got to Lake Havasu. Help us understand what got you here.
Well, my family and I, we lived in Iowa. And I was a Hertz girl. And I heard about the McCulloch flights from Chicago and said to my husband, you know, he was graduating from chiropractic school. And I said, you know, why don't we take one of those flights and see what Havasu, Lake Havasu is all about? So we took one of the flights and fell in love with Lake Havasu. And so we packed up when he graduated and moved to Lake Havasu.
Wow. You know, what an amazing challenge to go from that location over here in the middle of the desert. I can't even imagine what the heat and everything else must have been like in your first year.
Well, when you lived in Iowa and had tornado threats all the time, and we were young and ready for an adventure.
Well, that's amazing. What year did you get here?
I think it was in 1969.
Yeah, 69-70.
Yeah.
Oh, on our break. Yeah. So, now let me ask you, Harold, what year were you born?
I was born in 64.
In 64, so you were about how old when the family got here?
I think I was about 5, right in kindergarten.
Wow, so you basically went through our whole school system.
Yep, Smoketree was my first school, Smoketree Elementary.
How many kids in your class do you remember?
Oh, I can't even, probably 12. Maybe 13.
Wow.
Not sure.
Dan, is Smoketree Elementary the ASU campus now?
Oh, no, it's not.
No, okay.
It's still Smoketree.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so that must have been interesting, you know, to be there as a young child and stuff growing up here in Havasu. And then, of course, there wasn't a lot to do back then. You know, what did the family do for fun, Linda?
Well, you know, my two sisters, my parents had died, and my two sisters lived with us. So we had Harold, and we had little John, who was just a baby, and then my two sisters. So we had a lot of family things that we did.
Oh, my goodness, you had a little John. That's fantastic.
We had little John.
So
my sister, yeah.
Go ahead.
My sister's called the Monster John.
Yeah, Monster John.
Oh my Lord! So, you know, you kind of became, you know, a celebrity over time. Now you got involved with the whole process of the London Bridge Days events. Now, my assumption is that you were there at the first one in 1971 in October on the 10th. And, you know, what was that like for you?
Oh, that was absolutely incredible. The day that, they had a huge dinner. They tented the bridge, and they had huge chandeliers, and they had a red carpet that went up the bridge, and then they had these tables inside with these gigantic flower arrangements, and it was the most elegant dinner that you'd ever have been to. And here it is on the bridge. And there were dignitaries, and when they arrived, there was a trumpeter playing their arrival. It was spectacular. And then the dedication the next day, there were rockets being shot off. There were thousands of balloons, red and yellow and blue. And then there were sky riders diving out of the sky with colored smoke coming out behind them. There were probably over 300 press people and thousands, maybe 40,000 people there. It was the most spectacular thing you'd ever seen. And, of course, the Lord Mayor of London was there, and our Governor Williams was there. And the Lord Mayor arrived with his entree in a paddle wheeler under the bridge, and it was escorted by Indians in canoes.
Oh, how cool is
now,
that?
Now, that one we haven't heard before, and I was there as a young boy, and, you know, that one I think I may have missed. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I remember that.
So, Harold, where were you in this whole mess? I mean, you know, this was a huge event.
I have no idea.
With the babysitter.
Not sure.
Yeah. So that was that event went on for a couple of days, as I recall.
Yes, it went on for about 3 days. Yeah, and then each day, I mean, after the dedication, there was a parade, and there was people that had all kinds of booths set up.
So, where did all those people stay? You know,
I was going to say,
you know, I've got aerial photos that were taken from planes. And the masses of people, the thousands, thousands of people. And of course, we barely had enough room for the people that live there. So I can't imagine, were these people in RVs and, you know, tents, and were they going back to Kingman and, you know, trying to find places to stay overnight?
Yeah, the channel wasn't even developed. There was no Holiday Inn. There was no London Bridge Resort. None of that was there.
No.
Wow.
You know, nautical, probably it.
They had the one hotel where they brought all the people that were looking at land.
Yeah, the Havasu Hotel, correct.
Yeah.
And so that was actually almost a brand new hotel as well. The Nautical Inn was, in fact, there. But there was very little places. And as I recall, as a boy, we were struggling to find just a place for us to stay. And I think we ended up in a camper or something. But it was... It was enough just to be there, and of course, seeing all the celebrities. We had Lorne Greene, we had Charlton Heston. They were playing tennis, as I recall. Who were some of the other actors and things and people from Hollywood that you might remember?
Oh boy, you know, I don't remember. I was working. You know, I was making sure everything was running smoothly and everybody was in their place where they should be. But I do remember Charlton Heston. And I got to play in a couple of those celebrity tennis tournaments. When someone wouldn't show up, it was like, okay, Linda, you have to do it.
And we've got a photo of you on the Havasu Pioneers page with Bobby Riggs.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And you were in full dress, which I thought was really, really an amazing photo shot. Here you are, and you've got your beautiful gown on, and you've got the tennis racket, and Bobby's there swinging the racket. It was an iconic photo.
It was great fun. I have the same photo. Yes, it was a fun experience. But I did get to meet, there were celebrities all the time, for the boat races and for, the sailing regattas and the speed boats and there was always something going on in those days in Lake Havasu.
Now, you said you were working during the event. Did I hear that correctly? What were you doing?
Yes.
What were you doing for the event?
I worked for their publicist, Lawrence Laurie and Associates, out of Beverly Hills.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
So what was your job? What did you do for them?
Keeping everything straight.
Wow. That must have been a challenge.
It was. It was, making sure the people were where they should be, making sure the press people were where they should be. It was a big challenge, but it was, also exciting because there was so much going on in those days.
Unbelievable. Now, you were doing that and trying to manage a family. I mean, I can't even fathom how that went.
Well, my husband at that time, was waiting to pass his, exam for practicing chiropractic in Lake Havasu. So I was working. Yeah.
So he was one of the first chiropractors in town, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes.
And what was his name?
Vincent Monteleone.
Okay. All right. I'm sure some of our listeners remember him. So, wow. Okay. So you had all that going on and, and he had a practice shortly after that, I'm assuming.
It took a little time to, get it set up. Yes.
Yeah.
But it was a year or two.
So Harold, how many years did you live in Lake Havasu City?
It was probably all the way till I was 18. I moved out. I left when I was right out of high school. I moved out because there was nothing really back then. There was nothing really to do, so I moved to California and got a job. So yeah, all the way till I was 18.
Wow. So that means that you went through all our entire school system, which is really a unique thing to be able to say. That you were one of the first kids, in general. Of course, we had school systems here a little bit earlier on in the mid-60s, but you got to go through the entire thing, which also meant you got to go to the high school after it opened, right?
Yeah, the high school was there. I think my aunts went to the high school. It was there. Did your sisters go to the high school, Mom?
Yes, they both graduated from Lake Havasu High.
They both graduated from there.
Gotcha. So, by the way, I have to do a shout out for Maury and Helen Bruner. Their son Brant chimed in. He heard you were going to be on the show, so I've got to give you a warm hello from their family. They remember you fondly. I guess you folks were pretty good friends at the time.
We were very close. Yes.
So
and I remember.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I remember Brant and Noonie and everyone. Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep.
So I guess we're going to take a quick break, and we're on with Linda and Harold Monteleone, and we're going to be talking about the Johnny Carson Show and all the Leonard Bridge events here coming up. And so I'm going to look to my co-host here, Paul, and he's going to click us in, and we're going to play a little soundtrack, I believe.
Coming up after the break.
Sure.
Yeah, we've got a little surprise for Linda.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, back with more in a moment. Here's some Allman Brothers. Don't forget the Havasu Pioneers radio show brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. We'll be back with more in a moment on Speak Out. It's a special edition of the Havasu Pioneers radio show. Lord, I just can't go out the door. Music from the 70s era as we're approaching the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the London Bridge, Dan. Dan De Los Santos, my co-host.
Man, I got to tell you, this is really one of my favorite shows right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am so excited to have Linda Monteleone online in her Sun Herald.
Got a little business to do first.
Go ahead.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also Mojave Mortgage, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Horizon Community Bank, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On, a company that helps with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane 928-706-2784 or send an email to tobryan@spoton.com. That's tobryan with an E at spoton.com. And, of course, our Havasu Pioneers sponsor. We've got to give a big thanks to
Mercury.
Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, you bet.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. Sure appreciate them sponsoring today's show. So we have Linda and Harold Monteleone with us today. And so, you know, as we lead into our final segment, because I think we're going to try to play the show, the audio side of the show, later in our show today, Linda. So we're going to, but I want everybody to understand how you got involved with London Bridge Day's events and what it must have been like to be on that show.
Well, I got involved with the events when I was working for Lawrence Lorry and Associates. And how I got on the show was, my boss called and said, we may have the opportunity to be on the Johnny Carson show. And I said, oh, great. I said, who are we going to get? And they said, you. And I went, oh, no, I'm not doing that. And so anyway, they said, well, you have to go over for an interview and meet with the, you know, the producers. And so they flew me over, and I met with the producers, and then I thought, oh, they'll never take the, you know, never do this. And then we get the call. Yes, we want to do it. So anyway, they flew me back to Los Angeles, and I, you know, never done anything like that. Hmm. And, it, you know, it's a live audience. And so I get to the, you know, to the show, and they had my name on the dressing room door, and that kind of made
wow.
me a little
that's,
crazy.
That's not intimidating.
Then,
wow.
Yeah, right. And then the producers came in, and they said, well, you know, we told Johnny that there was this old lady coming out from London. And I'm like, and we all know that sometimes Johnny could be nice to guests, and other times maybe not so nice. So they said, well, we're not going to know how he's going to react. And I'm like, oh, great, you know. So anyway, you know, I'm standing behind the curtain, and I'm a nervous wreck. And then they announced me, and I came out, and he and Ed stood up and said, well, this is not what we expected. And the producers had told me that I would be on maybe 3 to 5 minutes. Well, they didn't know if he would do the pancake race. Well, so anyway, when I was on the show, we were talking, and I was talking about, you know, Lake Havasu and the bridge and everything about Lake Havasu. And then they took a break, and he said, oh, well, we're going to do the pancake race, aren't we? And I said, oh, sure, okay. And so we did the pancake race, and my claim to fame was that Victoria Principal was supposed to be on that night, and I was on too long, and they bumped her.
Nice.
Oh, good move.
Nice. And we should explain to our younger audience how big, Linda, how big was Carson back in the day? How did your life change after that? I mean, how many people were your best friend after that?
Well, you know, I made a lot of really nice friends, you know, and one time I had to do a tennis tournament in Las Vegas for another company, and Johnny was walking towards me, and he stopped and was talking to me. I said, oh, you remember me? So he remembered me from the show, which kind of really, you know, I couldn't believe.
Sure.
Well, I'm sure he remembers dropping the pancake.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped the pancake, too.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's funny. Very funny.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, what you did for our entire community launched the London Bridge days into heaven for us, because I don't know anybody that didn't see that segment around the country. And they started asking the questions. Of course, we had no internet at the time. And all of a sudden, there was a big attention to our town and, of course, our month-long series of events that you brought to everyone's attention.
Yeah, and I can't believe it's on YouTube. I just couldn't believe
yep.
that.
You and me both. I went search for it, and I hit it right away because I used your name. So, yeah, that's great. Hey, do you know if has Johnny ever been to Lake Havasu City?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, I was just wondering in passing if he knew where it was. Maybe you talked off air or something like that.
Oh, he did know where it was. Yes.
Interesting.
And he had heard about it. Yeah.
Because I know he played a lot of tennis and golf back in the day. So
Linda, you're kind of a wealth of knowledge, as I recall, on the events that used to take place for London Bridge Days. Do you recall any other particular events besides the pancake race?
Oh, well, they had a dart throwing contest, and I came in second on that. And then they had a champagne cork popping event.
What?
Where you had, you know, they were trying to break the Guinness records. And then they had a beard growing contest.
Which we brought back to Lake Havasu for this year.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. And let's see.
The pancake there, race.
The pancake race.
The pancake race.
Did they have the boat races then too, Dan?
You know,
or was that later?
That was a little bit later. Yeah, they had the speedboat races, and then they had sailing regattas.
Yes.
And tennis tournaments, and it was all around after 1973, I think, around in there.
Gotcha. So they just started culminating more and more events, and I know that at one point we had a full month of amazing events, and all the store owners would be dressed up. So you'd go to a convenience store, and there'd be somebody dressed up in the gown and all the outfits, and know that those outfits today are in the Lake Havasu Museum of History. A lot of them have been maintained. They're going through the process of cleaning them, and they're going to be used this October. And, you know, I'm hoping, Linda, that you will come out and be with us for the 50th anniversary of the London Bridge. I can't even imagine having that event without you being here. And, Harold, we certainly hope you'll be here as well.
I'll have to go get
her. I don't know. I'm 50 years older now.
As we all are,
aren't we,
I might
all?
Add.
Yeah.
Yep.
Harold, you know, after all this happened, you know, I mean, what, you know, Mom being a little bit of a local celebrity, I mean, how did that impact you as a kid?
I remember going to a lot of stuff. I remember my mom and I played tennis together, so I know we were in some tournaments because I played tennis back when I was little. And then, you know, just going to all the races. Luckily for me, we live pretty much right across the street from the bridge, so we could walk. You know, it was just basically across the dirt to the bridge. So, you know, just as a kid doing all the functions and the fun times was exciting.
Man,
Harold, he won a contest.
I won one of the contests in there.
And what were you dressed up as?
I think it was the Ogre Mom? One of those
characters. It was a Viking.
Oh, Viking.
The Viking. It was a Viking, yeah.
Leave it to Mom to remember.
The Viking.
Yeah.
Mom remembers it all. I was little, so, I mean, bits and pieces I remember, probably from people telling me what happened.
So people have been asking where your outfit is. Where's the dress that you wore? Do you recall what might have happened to that, Linda?
It's still in Lake Havasu. I'm sure it's in the museum.
Okay, so I'm gonna show Hannah that photo, and she's aware of it. I know she's probably listening to the show, and she's gonna look at your photos, and I believe she's got hundreds of outfits, so she's gonna go through and see if she can't find that outfit, and I'm sure you'll be able to slip it right on.
Or you could go to YouTube, if Hannah's listening, and search for Linda Monteleone on Carson.
YouTube. Yeah. Oh, and yeah.
On Johnny Carson. Yep. And it'll come right up.
Yeah. And it's a great.
See the dress.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's just been, you know, a fascination. So we're going to take another break, and we're going to be right back with Linda and Harold Monteleone. and the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
All right, back with more in a moment. The Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. I'm Paul Lavoie. Myself and Dan De Los Santos will return in just a moment. Stay with us.
I'm on my way to the city lights, to a pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I got to catch a noon train.
Kind of look like a Hollies guy to me, Dan. Like you might have listened to some Hollies back in the day. No?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you. I was like,
yeah.
I was wondering if you lost
listening to the music.
I was wondering if you lost your hearing for a minute. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Connected Computer and Technology, also Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric. And by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Besley, and Lori Rowland, of course, our exclusive Havasu Pioneers radio sponsor, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Dan didn't catch the cue, so you were late on that one. Take it away, Dan.
Okay. You know, thank you, Mercury, for this amazing show. We've been able to do an extra show today, and we've got Linda Monteleone with us today, and we had Harold on earlier. And so, Linda, you know, I'm kind of curious, you know, we got into doing all the annual London Bridge Days events, and, you know, how long did you stay in Havasu?
Oh, I lived there for about 5 years, I think it was, and then my husband and I separated, and I moved to California.
Gotcha. So did you maintain your friendships and things here in town locally?
Oh, yes, yeah. The Hamiltons, I Facebook with them, and, you know, I lost track of, you know, Helen Bruner when she moved, but, mm-hmm. you know, and then, of course, the Shoblums, but Linda is deceased. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, in fact, when she remarried, we were friends. We both lived in Manhattan Beach, so, yeah.
I came out of Manhattan Beach and the Inglewood area there back in the day when we moved to Havasu, and so that must have been, did you get a chance to travel back to Havasu every now and then?
I've been back a couple of times. My cousin lives there, and so I came back. She had knee surgery, and I did come back and help her. I couldn't believe how the town had grown so much. It's unbelievable, you know.
And who was your cousin?
Who was your cousin?
Donna Hess.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Hey, we found out a couple months ago, Dan, that Lee Shoblum actually listens from his home in California.
Yes, he does, and we're giving him a big shout-out, Lee. Big hello to you.
Captain
and
Radio.
That's right, man, Captain Radio. And so, of course, with Linda here. And Linda, you know, you knew quite a few people back in the day, and everyone seems to remember you. It's always amazing when I'm talking to some of the pioneers. They all know exactly who I'm speaking of. Our station owner, Steve Greeley, he knows exactly who you are. And it's just been a fun opportunity to bring you on the show today. And, you know, one of the things I'm excited about here in just a couple minutes, we're going to actually play the full segment of your show. And so for our listeners, please remember that we do record the show.
We're going to take a break first, though.
Yes,
right?
We are. Yes. And but we do record the show, so you can share it with your friends at KNTRtalk.com and go over to the Pioneers button, click on it, and we'll have all our shows that we've actually recorded over the last 2 years, by the way.
This is like episode 25?
Yeah, it's 2 years. From our
25.
Last show was 2 years. I was like, wow, I forgot all that.
Well, Kevin started it, and
yes.
Then I just kind of picked it up around 6 or 7.
That's correct.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we've had so much fun with this show. And, Linda, you're a highlight, without a doubt. So is
well,
there any...
thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you for having Harold and I.
Oh, it's been an immense pleasure.
It's been an honor for me. I had no idea.
Yeah, and if there's anyone you want to give a shout-out to right now, you know, please, you're welcome to. If you have family and friends here in town, they'd love to hear from you.
Well, I just talked to my cousin, and, of course, I'm in contact with the Hamiltons. One of these days, I'm going to have to come over there and see them, and you know. I mean, I don't know who's still there anymore.
It's surprising. A lot of people have moved back home. And, you know, I'm hoping you'll be here for the 50th. I know the town will be excited. We're on the 31st. There's actually a Pioneers reunion gathering that I'll share with you offline. We'll make sure that you know about when and where that's going to be.
I think we should
that would be great.
I think we should do a Havasu Pioneers group post and get everybody that knew Linda to email her or contact her.
Oh, absolutely.
To bring her back for the 50th anniversary.
Oh, so be careful for what you ask for, Paul.
We'll get peer pressure to do it.
You guys are hysterical.
We're trying. We're absolutely trying.
So, yeah, we're probably getting close to our break. And so, Linda, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on with us today, and we can't thank you enough. We're going to have you probably spelled out all over the Havasu Pioneers Facebook page. Folks, if you are on Facebook and live in Havasu or have lived in Havasu or own a home here, you can go on to Havasu Pioneers and answer the questions and become a member of our page. And it'll give you all the information about the history of our town and when the radio shows are going to be on.
All right, we need to say goodbye to Linda,
Linda,
before we go to break.
You have a wonderful afternoon, and thanks so much again for being with us today.
Thank you, and you guys have a great afternoon.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure. All right, let's take a short break as the Johnny Carson Tonight Show music is underneath. Little Doc Severinsen on the trumpet. Man, I miss those days, Dan.
Yeah, he
all right,
was an amazing artist.
Back with more in a moment on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. We'll have that Johnny Carson segment with Linda when we come back. Stay with us. All right, Dan, I feel like Ed McMahon.
Well,
or Doc Severinsen. Doc actually came in and did the intros usually, and then, you know, here's Johnny, right?
So, he did.
All right, go ahead and set up this clip. This is a really wonderful moment for Lake Havasu City.
So this clip is of the Johnny Carson show that was filmed on October 5th, 1973, and Linda Monteleone was a guest star on Johnny Carson show. And Johnny didn't know who was going to be on. He didn't have a real clue. But all of a sudden, he's reading off the cue card, and here comes Linda. And she's got a great surprise. She's going to have him do part of the pancake race.
And she's thinking it's 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh,
and Johnny extended the segment past the break.
That's right, because she had been on so long, they had to get rid of the second guest speaker.
You ready to go to that?
I am. Let's go listen to it.
Let's do it.
His guest tonight does, actually, I guess, come from Arizona. Because they're celebrating something in Arizona. Do you know what they're celebrating?
Does it have anything to do with flapjacks?
Yes, it does, in a way. Of course it does. Well, you know she's coming out.
Right.
But, I mean, they're celebrating.
You asked me the question. I thought I'd try to give you a responsible answer.
Well, you know where Lake Havasu City is?
Yes.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, they brought the London Bridge. Bought it.
Right.
And brought it over, dismantled it, and set it up down there. And they're celebrating the second anniversary. I guess either the arrival of the bridge or the putting the bridge together or...
The crossing of the bridge.
Or the crossing of the bridge. Or the falling down. They have a big celebration down there. And it culminates or ends on Sunday.
Or finishes, I guess.
Winds up on Sunday.
Concludes, I guess.
Hmm?
Concludes, it'd be.
Wraps it up on October the 14th with the annual pancake flipping race across the bridge. Tonight we have with us... Linda, why am I giggling? Linda Monteleone, and she is London Bridge's defending champion pancake flipper. And she's here tonight.
To flip.
That's right. Would you welcome Linda Monteleone? I did not expect this. I had not seen you before the show.
I was hiding.
Well, I expected some old, older ladies, I thought, flip pancakes or something, but that's lovely.
Thank you.
Is this what you wear officially during the...
This is the official costume of pancake flipping.
Mm-hmm. Does that get in the way at all when you...
No, it is a custom that you must wear a long dress.
I see.
And this dress is an Elizabethan dress from the 16th century.
It's very pretty.
Someone like maybe Mary Queen of Scots or
Anne Boleyn. That's what they would wear, right? Mm-hmm. You're not then from London, actually.
No, I'm from New York.
You're from New York?
Yeah.
And you live now in?
In Lake Havasu.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it 2 years ago they brought the bridge here or put it together?
Right. The first anniversary was in October 10th of 1971. That was the first celebration. And now this is the second anniversary.
Yeah.
This is its second birthday of bringing it to Lake Havasu.
No, pancake flipping race is not big in this country. I mean, there may be local, but, you know, it's not a big event. But is it a big event in England?
It was started over 500 years ago in England and in a small town called Olney, where this one woman was busy making her pancakes and getting ready for the Lenten season to begin. And she forgot the time, and she heard the church bells ring, and she thought, oh, I've got to run. I've got to get to church. So she didn't bother putting her pancake skillet down, and she went racing off to church with her pancake skillet in her hand, and she became the first pancake racer.
And so it's been an annual event?
Right. So then the years thereafter, it became a sort of an event.
Right.
All the women raced to the church. And the first one that would reach the church steps was greeted by the verger, who was the bell ringer, and he would kiss them, and he would say, "The peace of the Lord be with you."
So it's become...
Right.
But you race across the bridge now.
Right. We race.
Is that what they did in England?
No, they now in England they race. They start at the village square,
right,
and they race across the cobblestone streets,
right,
until they reach the church steps.
We're going to have a demonstration of,
yes,
running. You have to run with the pancake, and
right, you have
while you're flipping it in your pan.
Right, you have to. In Lake Havasu, we start at the one end of the bridge, and we flip our pancakes.
Okay.
And we race across the bridge.
Across
which is
the bridge. Do you have to keep flipping
feet
all the way across?
When you get to the middle of the bridge, you kind of flip. You can't stop. You got to flip
stop
it. But if you drop your pancake, you must pick the pancake up,
oh,
and
yes,
flip it and then start running again.
Well, that sounds like a way to kill a day. And when we come back, do you want to have a race tonight?
I hope so.
And you have little pans,
right,
and stuff and all the stuff that come with it?
Well,
you have the pre-cooked pancakes, of course. Wow. That's a little grim, isn't it? Aren't they supposed to, pancakes supposed to be light and fluffy?
When you eat them, they're light and fluffy, but when you race them, they're supposed to be heavy.
So they stay in the pan.
Right.
All righty, we'll be right back here. Makes a great frisbee, too. No, we need that one.
I hope you're going to be wearing a costume.
I don't know whether I'll wear the whole costume, because I won't have time to get on, but I'll wear a...
You must wear the hat. Try the hat.
I have
on
to wear the hat on, at least, yes. We'll have a brief word from one of our sponsors, and then we'll come back with our pans. All right, Linda, if you just joined us, this is Linda Monteleone. Am I pronouncing your name right? And we're talking about the pancake flipping race, which ends October the 14th, right up at Lake Havasu.
Right.
And we're going to go over and demonstrate how this works. Ed, are you going to be the judge of this?
Yes, I'll come over,
all
judge.
Right. Never been in a pancake race. Well, here we are at the pancakes.
There they are. All
now,
right.
What's the object of the game?
Okay, we have to start here.
Start here.
And race.
How
to
far?
The end.
Right,
the
race
end
up to the end.
Right.
And then we must flip our pancake when we get to the end.
Uh-huh.
And when you flip the pancake, it just can't go. You know, it has to flip.
Well, you just can't do that.
No.
It's got to actually flip.
It's got to flip.
Can you do twice or just once?
You can. And if you drop it, you have to pick it
up
and flip it before you can start running.
Yes.
You forgot your hat.
Forgot.
Go get your
hat.
You must get your hat. I'll get your hat.
That's better. Go get your hat.
My lord.
Thank you.
King Henry.
Incidentally, too much starch in the shorts again. You're like a dummy in this thing. All right, Linda, we flip here once.
Right.
We run up to the end, we flip our pancakes.
Right.
Oh.
Aha.
We're not supposed to do that.
not supposed to do that. Now, then we come back here?
Yes.
Yes. And then flip. We go back again?
Four legs. Twice.
What?
Four legs.
No, that would be twice. Once
then you
back.
Do it again, back again.
Ah.
Yes. Yes. Two round trips, flipping at each conclusion.
Right. Five total flips.
Five total flips, one here, one there, one back here, one back there, and one at the home finish.
Right.
Okay, are we ready?
Are we ready?
We start with our pancakes in our skillet.
Ready.
Are you ready?
No, of course we're ready. We were standing here. How more ready can I get? I got my skillet, I got my pancake. What am I supposed to do? I mean, yes.
You have to step out from the table.
Oh.
In case your pancake fell out, it would hit the table. It must hit the floor.
Here, one's there.
Ready, get set, go.
Oh, my goodness, Dan. If you have a chance to watch that on YouTube, folks, you need to check that out. Linda Monteleone, M-O-N-T-E-L-E-O-N-E.
That was...
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. Go ahead.
That was a really great segment. You know, you really want to watch the full show, but the audio, if you don't get a chance, you want to listen to that. It's a great piece. Linda did such an amazing job on that. And, Linda, are you still with us?
No, she's already gone. Yeah.
So I got to tell you that's truly one of the better shows. I really enjoyed that. And you know, we've got a few things that we can share with the folks regarding Lennon Bridge Days. I believe we do have the pancake race that may be coming back on one of the events,
but not across the bridge.
Not across the bridge. We do have the beard and mustache contest, which you can go to www.havasumemorialwalkway.org and sign up. You can make your payment for your contribution to either be a contestant or be a sponsor. And that's all set and ready today, and we should have it up and running. And we also have the arm wrestling contest that we can now announce that will be at the Flying X. It's the London Bridge arm wrestling contest for men and women, and that will be on October 9th, all day Saturday. And so we're looking forward to that.
Might be some challenges in the works on that.
That's what I'm hearing, and apparently we've got a lot of them all ironed out. So
I'm going to be involved. I don't know how the band would take it if something happened to my wrist.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean,
my right wrist especially.
Yeah,
so I'm not trying to chicken out here. I'm just saying.
Well, we also have a dog contest. We have
what?
A dog
what is
costume
a dog
contest.
Oh,
we have a dog
okay.
costume contest, and so that is going to be sponsored by the Dane Bar. We have a date that still needs to be announced, but look on your social media for that post that's coming up. So, yeah, so we have some more events that are finally starting to pop up. It's going to be exciting.
It really does, and we're at about 1 minute. And the next Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, Wednesday, September 1st, right? The first Wednesday in September. Do you have guests on that? We have about 1 minute.
Yeah, so we do have guests on there, but I'm not willing to share just yet. Go to the Havasu Pioneers page, and you'll get to know who they're going to be. We have some great shows. So the next shows are going to be Wednesday, September 1st, also September 14th, and Wednesday, October 6th. So those are our next three shows. They all start at 11 a.m. Arizona time. And so if you go to any type of a daylight savings time scenario, make sure you check what Arizona time is.
You snuck a couple of them in there as we ramp up to the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the London Bridge in 1971. Amazing. October is going to be an amazing month here in Lake Havasu City. All right, we got to close the show, Dan.
Yep.
And coming up on Monday, we will have District 3 County Supervisor and Supervisor's Chair Buster Johnson. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. Take it safe this weekend. Banjo and me.